say it a lot.
But you know, that came to my mind when you said hers.
What type of music do you usually listen to? You like?
Well, it depends on what mood I'm in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
If I'm in, like on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays, like I'm in the house, I play nothing but my spirituals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And during the weekdays, sometimes I'll play, you know, like Millie Jackson or Barry White. Mm-hmm. Something that is nice and mellow. And I can't stand a bunch of hooping and hollering and screaming and carrying on now, you know. I can't dig on that, and I can't deal with that. Something that is nice and mellow, you know. And sometimes on Sundays, if I don't play my spirituals, I'll put on, you know, nice symphonic, you know, piece. Because Daddy would never, he never would let us listen to nothing but symphonic music on Saturdays. I know we some Spanish records, you know. It had to be one or the other. No rock and roll, you know, hey honey, I love you. No, indeed. And then if I'm in the mood for jazz, I put on some jazz. But it depends on what mood I'm in. You know, if I'm in a jolly, joyful spirit, I play something, you know, lively. But it depends on what mood.
Is there just like a general term that you would call, you know, the music you listen to, and kind of mellow music?
Blanks refers to as blues.
Blues?
Yeah. Because, I tell you what, blacks don't have money to go to a head shrink for $45 an hour, or $50 an hour. But what we have is our music. And this is where we drown our sorrows, you know, our problems, our depression. Sometimes you get a nice mellow record. And sometimes a record, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, sometimes you can relate to some of those lyrics. You see what I'm saying? And that's our form of psychiatric counseling, our psychiatric, you know, treatment, you know. And this is what we do, you know. At least this is what I do sometimes, you know.
Everybody does,
isn't it? Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I was just speaking on, you know, on a whole. But I'm telling you, sometimes I listen too much. And I'm saying, hey, kid, put that down. Go to see Miss Fox. You know, she's our favorite counselor. And she's a jewel, a living doll. And when I was going through my divorce, Mama was behind me. Yoli, you need counseling. Yoli, you need help. Yoli, you need this. Yoli, you know I believe in psychiatric treatment. Mom bugged the hell out of me until I finally knew. And you know, it's good, you know. You all need it. And it helped me. I kid you not. It helped me to understand a little bit more about myself, you know. And, but a lot of people have a tendency of, when you say, hey, I went to my head shrinker. Oh, I'm taking counseling. Right away, they associate you with being crazy. I said, can that? If you break your leg, where do you go? A bone specialist. Okay? You break your arm, where do you go? Also a bone specialist. Your heart hurts, you have pains in your heart, where do you go? A heart specialist. You have problems with your lung, where do you go? A lung specialist. You see? There's a doctor for every ailment. So if you have problems with your brains, where do you go? I hate sugar. This is simple. Now you're going to say I'm crazy because I hurt my toe, I broke my leg, and I'm going to a bone specialist? Oh, that's where the ailment is, you know. So I go to that particular doctor. So what? My ailment is up here, so I go to this doctor, you know, to get those brains unclotted, you know. It's as simple as that. I don't know, I guess people just ignorant sometimes.